We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. To a little sports dirt here. The Ryder Cup is coming up. I'm a fan. Chris Tim is not. Biggie's a fan.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm here. Now, it's at Bethpage this year. Woo!
That's big.
Yeah, you keep doing that.
Woo!
What a take. What a hot take.
That's right.
But get over it, Beth.
The reason I don't...
All right, that's fine.
It's the most confusing... I enjoy watching the majors. I enjoy watching golf when good golfers are golfing.
Yeah.
But I understand golf. Mm. What they're doing, I have no clue what any of them are doing. There are 10 different types of matches.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a straight-up tournament.
But I feel a person with your intelligence, if you gave it, you know, 30 minutes each day, you'd figure out what's going on.
No, because they change it day to day. There's this match. Today we're doing this. Today we're doing that. Today we're doing this.
But they...
That's not the essence of golf, to me.
Well, now, when I used to play golf, and I don't anymore, we used to play with a group called the Four Skins. Okay.
I remember, because you had a skins game.
We had a skins.
And there were four of you.
And we'd play... What you do is play match play, you know, and so it's... hole by hole, you know, somebody, you got to try to win the hole. It's not like a cumulative score at the end of the day, and that's how it's done. The first round, it's like partner golf, and then sometimes it's best ball. So just watch it.
That's all I can say to you. Just watch it.
Just watch it. Like, I think why I like it is because it's the only time in golf where you get like a home field advantage, you know.
The crowds are crazy into it.
It's incredible.
Regardless of where they play.
This year it's in New York, and you know they're going to be totally into it. And I believe that they try to pick a course that best suits the team. You know, we wanted the right team for Bethpage Black, which is a long course in New York, and they want that kind of energy, of course. But I hear the European team is better than us. I'm reading a little about that. You know, it seems like to me the best golfers are American, but I do believe that the Europeans care more about this event and play together more.
Hmm.
I always hear that. They beat us a lot. And coming out of it, they always say, well, they really care more about it. They practice more. And I remember one year the American players were like, well, we should be paid for this. You're not. You know, you just go and play. I guess you probably get a nice shirt.
Yeah, that's nice.
And yeah, you get a few shirts, I bet.
Free meals out of it. Well, there's this guy named Tyler Hatton. I did not know him, but he is a European golfer and has made...
It's Terrell.
I'm sorry. You're right. It's Terrell. I don't know him. Terrell Hatton. Where's he from? I don't even know the country.
Is he English?
I thought he was English.
So he makes the Ryder Cup team, which he has before, and he wasn't sure he was going to make it this year. And he found out he was... going to be on the Ryder Cup team when he was watching his good friend John Rahm win a victory on the LIV Tour. You know, that's another thing that's fractured golf, the LIV Tour versus the PGA. Well, John Rahm's on the LIV Tour, and so he's there, Terrell Hatton, watching Rahm win. And so afterwards, they're celebrating Rahm's victory, and they're celebrating the fact that Hatton has made the Ryder Cup team. So they start to do a little drinking. And Hatton says, you would not believe the fix I found myself in after a night of drinking with Rahm.
When I did actually get back into the room, I fell across the bed sideways and face down in that position. And then I've woken myself up throwing up in that position. I've then fallen back asleep in that position. And then as I've woken up, I've got like sick all down my arms. Both sides, all down my shirt. I get off the bed, like walk around to the bathroom, look in the mirror. I'm like, oh my God, I've got sick in my face, in my beard.
It's sick all in his face and his beard.
Oh,
he's covered in his own sick.
His own sick. And the sheets are a disaster. Now, this threw me back to something Biggie told us yesterday. There's a hotel scam going on right now, and it has to do with vaping, smoking, or apparently sheets that are messed up. Biggie was staying in a hotel. And 5 or 6 days after the visit, he's back home, he notices the credit card, the incidentals charge is still there, plus more money. And they said, oh, yeah, you messed up the sheets. Biggie said, how? I said, we're not going to tell you. You messed up the sheets.
It says right here, messed up sheets. What does that mean?
It's $200.
Sheets are messed up.
Sheets are messed up.
What does that mean?
Sorry, Hoss.
End call.
You called us. Click. They end it. They charge him $200 for sheets. I said, did you cut through them with your toenails? He said, no.
And I said, did you have your period?
He said, no.
No.
Big Chris Dip said, did you take a dump?
No.
I said, did you wake up in your own sick?
No.
None of
your
that.
Your own semen.
None of that.
No.
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 All right. Sheets. $200.
Did you make a toga and go down to the buffet?
No.
No. Not that you remember.
No.
Well, Terrell Hatton said, I didn't do any of those things either, but he knew that the sick was all over the sheets. So here's how he handled it.
But yeah, then waking up in a slightly more sober state was horrendous. So yeah, I ended up stripping the bed, leaving some cash on and a note saying I was really sorry. I was sick on the bed in the night. Please throw in the trash. But I feel like I did the right thing upon leaving, but I was in a pretty bad state.
He just left some money on the nightstand and said, throw these sheets in the trash. There's nothing you can do.
What do you think he left? Because B was charged $200, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lot for a set of sheets.
He's a pro golfer. I bet he left a lot.
A grand? $500?
I was going to say $500.
I was thinking a couple hundos.
I thought $500 for sheets. Mm-hmm. Probably some nice sheets.
And, you know, the housekeeping has to clean up the sick that's in the wherever else, disgusting. Like on the rug or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So if you did that, a person not of golfer means. How would you handle it if you're sick in the bed because you got really drunk?
You can call the front desk and say, look, I've been very sick. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Mm. No, but knowing Chris Kelly and knowing myself, we'd hide it first.
We'd slink out?
We'd strip the sheets.
Yep.
I know myself enough. I'd like to think I'm a good person about it, but I wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. I'd try to hide it first.
Mm-hmm. Would you put the sick sheets in your luggage and roll it out to a dumpster?
No, I'd just ball them up. And roll them up in the corner and make it look like I just tried to strip the bed myself.
But you wouldn't leave a lot of money.
No, I'd
extra
leave
extra for housekeeping.
I'd probably leave, like, instead of leaving $5 or $10, I might leave a whole 20, like some hush 20 money. And I try to clean
but the
up
stench
myself.
Must be
yeah.
Oh,
that's
the,
yeah.
Do you know what I did on that trip to New York, which I was on a month ago? See how you would handle this. The last morning we were getting ready to leave, and I was shaving for the. We're going to go see a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm. And brunch in Broadway.
Yeah. And I was getting ready to leave for the brunch. So I'd just taken the shower. And this is the last moments I was going to be in the room. I was taking the key out with me. And so I shave and everything. And then I took the towel and dabbed my face dry. And when I pulled it away, there's a big blot of blood on the towel.
Oh, did you cut yourself?
Yes. I cut myself. I wanted to make sure I got everything. And so I went like right up into my nose. And I guess my nose.
You went inside the rim?
I was inside the rim, and a blot of blood was on there. I was like, oh, my God. Now some poor housekeeper's going to have to get my bloody towel. My bloody towel.
Yeah.
And so I had to stick a piece of toilet paper up my nose, and I didn't know really what to do. I don't like it. I don't want them to have to see any kind of bodily fluid from me. You know?
No, mm-hmm. It probably happens with the job every day, but it's unpleasant.
God, that is unpleasant. So I took a bar of soap and just scrubbed as much as I could and ran it underwater and wrung it out. But you could still, you wouldn't notice it. It wasn't bright red.
But you could wrap it up in another, like your shower towel. Mm-hmm. Because what I typically do when I leave is take all of the towels that are used and toss them in the floor of the bathtub or the shower. And then housekeeping prefers that.
Yeah.
They just pick it up in bulk and toss it in the laundry bag.
Well, that's what I did. I tried to scrub it out and then I tossed it in. And mm-hmm.
I think that's acceptable.
The summer I spent working in a hotel when I had to do housekeeping, if it was in a ball, everything was in a ball, I appreciated it because I just picked it up and threw it in the bin.
But that towel with my blood on it is going to go into some industrial washing machine.
Yeah, it'll get a nice bowl wash.
Yeah. And it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corey's a hotel manager and wanted to weigh in. Did Terrell Hatton do the right thing? What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, it's definitely better to leave a note so I know what's in that mess, because whenever you decide to hide all your sick in all the towels and the sheets, apparently the pile is too big to just pick up and put straight in a bin, so you end up taking it out piece by piece and uncovering a horrific Christmas present.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
How much money would buy your silence? Like, what is the person need to leave on the dresser for you to not charge their room for it?
$100 bill would probably make it okay. Just the note. Let me put on some gloves so I know what I'm getting into.
Yeah,
yeah.
That does seem the human thing to do.
Thank you, Corey.
Good luck out there, man.
You know, what I don't want on my, because those towels in hotels are normally just as crisp and white. I mean, they are stark white.
Yeah, because they bleach them. They sanitize.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
So I don't like wipe my butt, and I don't. What's that? I don't go like really in for my butt.
You getting remnants in there that you staining the towels, man?
Well, you know how
you're
I
not
am.
Cleaning enough.
The problem.
You riding the rail?
Well, you know my history with PRI.
Well, sadly, we begin our well versed.
When I start in, I can't stop.
Oh, yeah. It's so good, Daddy.
God. Hey, keep it down in there, man.
What are you doing to your towels, man? Get some flushable wipes or something.
Was he coloring his hair? Yes. Yes, I colored my hair.
My God. People look at me and go, disgusting.
Listen, if you've got PRI.
Just by my look, and look at this, listen to this.
If you've got PRI and you start in at it, man, you're just like, oh, yeah.
One of those scratchy hotel towels.
Perfect.
Perfect. Fresh out of the hot yeah. water.
But I don't want them to see that, so I try to avoid. And then that blood spot, I was like, well, geez, now I might as well just go in on the PRI, you know? I'm going to do one of them. Well, anyway, after Terrell Hatton told that story, there he was in front of a group talking about golf. He's doing the press conference because the Ryder Cup's coming up. So one of the reporters said, well, what specifically did you have to drink? And I'll warn you, this clip is long and could be just disturbing to some. This is what he had to drink.
What were you drinking specifically?
Well, I had like 6 glasses of wine at dinner, and then I had a double gin and tonic, but I drank that at a very normal rate. And then John was deciding what he wanted, and he said Disaronno Sour. So I was like, perfect, go on them. So they just go down very easily. And then I was an idiot and started the chant of basically getting someone to down it, which then every cocktail that then followed was a shot. Mm. So we then ran out of Disaronno Sour. Mm. The guy at the bar made some hazelnut sour, which wasn't great. And there was a few of them. Then there was a margarita. And then there was this strawberry vodka thing. God, it was aggressive.
That might be the worst lineup of drinks you could ever imagine.
Just... Oh, my God.
I mean, talk about mixing of things that shouldn't mix.
Oh, my word.
From wine to, and then a mocha. Oh,
wine. A lot of, 6 glasses of wine.
That's more than a bottle.
Yeah.
That's more than a bottle.
Gin and tonic. Disaronno Sour. I don't know what that is.
It's like a liqueur.
Okay. He loved those. Hazelnut sours. He didn't love. Margaritas, vodka cocktails, strawberry, some sort of strawberry thing concoction there. Well, you heard him at the end. It's aggressive. I would say it was.
And not to be Debbie Downer, but if he had passed out face up and gotten sick,
yeah. Oh.
How many rock stars died on their own sick?
Yeah. Oh, God. So he said he will not do that.
even if they win,
because he felt so bad the next day. We heard he woke up and he's sick. He had to call his wife and say, what's my do? Sick.
What do I do?
Yeah. And she advised him to put money on the table and leave. He started that, by the way. He said, I won't go into the details. And then he goes, all right, I will.
That's a charming dude right there.
I really liked him, actually. By the time it was all done, you know, I was like, oh, God.
Sounds like Biggie's party days in Vegas.
Man.
A decade ago.
Yeah.